This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, political analyst Steve Roberts, as we take a look at the path ahead for the Republican spending bill. All right, Steve, was this a vote-a-thon going on right now as we're talking in Washington? What exactly will it look like if this is to pass at some point this week? What are the steps that need to be taken?
Well, you do, under Senate rules, any senator can bring up an amendment, and that's what we're about to start at 9 o'clock, and this could last 24 hours or 48 hours. Most of these amendments will come from Democrats. They're all theater. They're not serious. It's all performance art, but they're designed to achieve a political goal, which is put Republicans on record making unpopular votes. And that's what's going to go on for the next day or two. It's unlikely to alter the basic outlines of the bill in any significant way, except for one amendment, which is coming from conservative Republicans who want to cut even more from social services like Medicaid. Because here's the problem. This bill would, according to independent analysts, cost the Treasury $3.3 trillion. That's a T. $3.3 trillion over the next 10 years, adding to the deficit. And the main reason is that this would make permanent major tax cuts that Donald Trump put in temporarily during his first term, plus enormous added expenditures in two areas, defense and immigration. That would provide money to hire thousands of new immigration agents to help Donald Trump round up and deport undocumented immigrants. But the bottom line is the bill doesn't pay for itself. The bottom line is with all of the cuts in social spending, the deficit is going to rise enormously. And there are a lot of conservative Republicans, led by Senator Paul of Kentucky, very uneasy with the notion of expanding the deficit so much. But there are other Republicans very uneasy with cutting Medicaid and food stamps and other programs that their voters, their constituents depend on. So the bill is unpopular in terms of its substance. But the bottom line is that Donald Trump wants this bill. And in today's Washington, what Donald Trump wants, Donald Trump gets. And so with all of the performance art over the next couple of days, with all of the votes, with all of the talk, bottom line is I expect this bill to become law sometime in the next couple of weeks because Donald Trump wants it.
It's going to be high drama. The GOP can only afford to lose three Republican votes. And do you see some of them having to kind of walk the plank on this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Walk the plank and swallow hard, whatever metaphor you want to use, Susan. Because, look, a lot of Republicans are unhappy with elements of this bill. When you have a bill this big, sometimes it works because everybody has something in it they like. But when you have a bill this big, the risk is there's something in this bill that everybody doesn't like. And just look at some of the New York members from the House. They've been very upset because there's something called SALT. And this is the ability of voters in high-tax states like New York to deduct their state income tax payments from their federal income tax. And there are half a dozen Republican House members who have demanded enlarging that exemption in order to get them to vote for the bill in the House. And so there are a lot of elements of this bill that Republicans fear Democrats can use against them. And yesterday, in the Senate, Senator Tillis from North Carolina, who announced he's against this bill. And within minutes, Donald Trump went after him and attacked him. And then Tillis says, I'm not going to run for re-election, and I'm going to just so I can tell the truth over the next couple of months and weeks. And he made a speech accusing Donald Trump, his own Republican president, of betrayal. That's the word he used. He betrayed his promise to our voters to protect Medicaid and to protect food stamps and other critical social service programs. And you got to remember the whole basis of American politics has changed. Back in the 1980s, when Ronald Reagan was railing against welfare queens, he was saying, those are Democrats. Those are other guys. They're not hardworking, taxpaying, God-fearing Republicans who are on welfare or who get social services. But today, the whole demographic framework and profile of politics has changed. And a lot of the people who could risk losing Medicaid benefits in a state like North Carolina, they're Trump voters. They're Republicans today. And that's a part of what is scrambling these political lines and raising the political risk for Republicans, because they can't just say it's the other guys who benefit from these programs. It's our people now, too.
You know, that SALT deduction, I feel like a lot of times we look at it and it's a no-win situation, and you wonder, how did we stumble into this mess where, you know, you mentioned New York. Of course, we're in a state where this is a big deal, and none of us want to see, you know, this go away or be reduced at all, because a lot of people here rely on it. At the same time, the federal government would have a point saying, like, hey, well, like, get your stuff in order. Why are we making up for how much you're charging everybody?
Yeah, it's, you know, this is the federal system. Each state has its own interests and its own concerns. And, you know, traditionally it was the Democratic Party that was much more of a national party, and Democratic leaders had the problem. How do you balance sort of progressives from a state like New York with very conservative Democrats from states like Alabama or Mississippi? It was a happy problem to have because it meant you were a national party and a vast coalition. Today, the Republican Party is much more of a national party than it used to be, including, as I point out, one of the single most interesting variables in the last election was education. And the more educated a voter was, the more likely they were to vote Democratic and not Republican. And the Republicans have done very well in making inroads in less educated and less affluent voters. But that just means that they have different interests. And it's not nearly as easy as it was for Ronald Reagan, as I say, to denounce welfare queens. He could easily say, well, they're the other guys. Today, they're Republicans. Today, they vote for Donald Trump. And that's why when Senator Tillis said that Donald Trump had betrayed, was the word he used, betrayed his promise to Republican voters, not just to Democrats, but to Republican voters. That's the kind of issue that Democrats, I promise you, Democratic campaign consultants are already scripting campaign ads using that quote from Senator Tillis to run against Republicans next year.
Steve, thank you for joining us.
Sure.
political analyst Steve Roberts with us on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.